Through the Fence. Original text by Jeanette Johnston. Retold by Maria Toff.
It was a warm afternoon. Abby, Sam and Josh were on holiday from school and they were bored.
What are we going to do?
Asked Josh.
Why don't we go skateboarding in the park?
Said Sam.
That isn't very exciting, said Abby.
I know. Why don't we go exploring?
That's a good idea. But where can we go?
Asked Sam.
Well, we can explore the old house next to the park. It's very spooky,
said Abby.
Okay, let's go,
said Sam. So the three friends went quickly down the stairs to the street and across the park to the old house. It had a high fence.
Look, there's a hole in the fence. Let's climb through it,
Abby said.
Come on.
Abby climbed through the hole first and she disappeared. Then Sam followed her. Josh felt nervous on his own and didn't know what to do. So Josh decided to follow the others. He climbed slowly through the hole in the fence. He caught his yellow shorts on a nail in the fence. So he pushed and pushed hard with his feet.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Suddenly he started to fall and he closed his eyes tight. Everything went black. He was in a tunnel, going down and down. When Josh opened his eyes, he was sitting on a rock next to Abby and Sam. They weren't in the garden of the old house. They were in the middle of some mountains.
Where are we? How did we get here?
Asked Josh.
I don't know. We're somewhere in the mountains,
replied Abby.
We must be really high up because we can nearly touch the clouds.
Look,
said Sam.
There's a big city up there, and there are some stone steps in the mountain.
Come on, let's explore,
said Abby.
There's a boy at the top of the steps,
said Abby.
Let's go and talk to him.
So the three friends walked up the steps to the boy. He was tall with straight dark hair and dark eyes. He had a long stick in his hand.
Hello,
said Abby.
We're lost. Who are you? What's your name?
My name's Titu. Titu is also the name of a famous Inca chief. I live in this city,
he said, pointing at the city in the mountains.
It's called Machu Picchu.
I read about Machu Picchu at school,
said Sam.
It was a lost Inca city. I think we're back in the time of the Incas. We're in the past.
Where do you come from? How did you get here?
Asked Titu.
We come from a big city in England. We went to an old house and climbed through a hole in the fence. And I think we went back in time,
said Abby. Titu asked many questions, and Abby, Sam and Josh tried to answer them. Abby, Sam and Josh asked lots of questions too. They wanted to know about Machu Picchu. Titu loved his city, but he was afraid. The Spanish conquistadors had a camp in the valley below the city. The soldiers didn't find Machu Picchu, but they captured Titu's sister. Titu was on his way to rescue her, She was in the Spanish camp, next to the Urubamba River in the valley.
Can we come with you?
Asked Sam.
Yes, we can help you,
said Abby.
Thank you,
said Titu.
It's a long way down the mountain and a difficult journey. Hurry!
Sam and Abby followed Titu down the mountain. Josh was behind them, but he was scared. Suddenly, Titu stopped and put his finger to his lips.
We're near the Spanish camp now, so be very quiet,
he whispered.
Look,
whispered Abby.
Is that your sister tied to the tree?
Yes,
said Titu.
That's Juana.
There were five soldiers next to Juana. Juana looked very small and very frightened. The soldiers had red trousers, brown boots, metal helmets, and they had weapons. They weren't friendly.
I've got a plan, said Abby. Listen.
Quickly and quietly, Titu went to the soldiers' horses and untied them.
What's that noise?
Asked one of the soldiers.
Where are the horses?
Asked another soldier, and they started to run.
Look! A boy! Come on! Let's catch him!
Said one of the soldiers, and they chased after Titu and the horses. Abby and Sam ran to the tree and cut the rope around Juana's body. Josh looked out for the soldiers.
Don't be scared, Juana,
said Abby.
We're here with your brother. Be very quiet and come with us. Do you understand?
Juana looked at Abby and smiled. Then Josh whistled to Sam and Abby.
Quick! The soldiers are coming back!
They all ran away from the tree.
This way! Follow me!
It was Titu.
We can hide here.
The children quickly hid behind some bushes. The soldiers ran past their hiding place. The first one went past, then another, and another. Then it was quiet again.
What are we going to do now?
Asked Josh.
When it's night time, we can climb up the mountain back to Machu Picchu,
said Titu. So they waited until it was dark, and then they climbed back up the mountain. They walked all night and arrived in Machu Picchu in the morning. They were very tired, but the people were so happy to see Juana again. They were heroes.
I think this is where your adventure started,
said Titu.
Goodbye, my new friends.
Goodbye,
said Juana.
Thank you for rescuing me.
Goodbye,
said Abby, Sam and Josh. They crawled into the hole in the mountain. Abby, Sam and Josh crawled through a long, dark tunnel for a very long time. Suddenly, they saw sunlight ahead, and they climbed out of the tunnel. Then they saw the old house and the hole in the fence.
What a brilliant adventure,
said Sam and Josh.
Where are we going to go tomorrow?
Abby smiled.
Nowhere,
answered Sam and Josh, and they all laughed.